The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, stupid on you, what I did on the news break? You'll never guess what I did on the news break.
Oh, do I want to know?
Yeah, you're going to like it.
What did you do on the break?
I took 200 micrograms of selenium, right?
Okay. I thought this was going to be another enema joke.
No. Well, you probably made everything into an enema joke, but I guess what I did? I took it with my cup of coffee.
You drank coffee?
I did. I drank a little bit of coffee with my selenium. Because Dr. Manny and that liver surgeon told me to.
Oh,
last hour.
I see. So you just do everything you're told now.
Yes, of course. This is what I do. I trust the authoritarians. And the authoritarian. Listen, I joke. I kid about coffee. I don't believe
coffee.
Did you
really?
What?
Did you really drink some coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we made coffee this morning. We had extra.
Nice.
So I had a little bit. And it helped.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
You mean you drank the extra coffee that was left over from your coffee enema?
It wasn't used in that way. That's so funny. That's not funny.
Oh, yeah, I got some leftover. Might as well drink it.
It's good organic coffee. You don't want to waste it.
Oh, man.
Like you would waste good organic coffee.
All right. Okay. Anyway, I won't finish my coffee now, I don't think.
All right.
Anyway.
Next time, you're going to call me and go, my headache's so bad, I'm going to use it the way you've been saying for years. It's going to happen.
That will be a momentous occasion for this show, I'm sure.
And the audience goes wild. Yeah. No, it didn't happen, kids. Don't cheer yet. It didn't actually happen yet. Now, what did happen is that the Ebola scare is on. The covert operation, the psychological operation to frighten you into giving up all of your freedoms. And guess what? The U.S. government is found to hold patent on an Ebola invention. Yes! Ebobun! New from Ronco! Call now! Throw in an extra Ebo bun. What the hell is this? Ebo bun, it's patent number CA2741523A1 Millennium P32 Space Modulator. And it was awarded in 2010. And thanks to Natural News Readers, there's a link to it. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Superon, this is incredible. Patent application describes exactly that the government of the United States of America is represented by the Secretary, Department of Health and Human Services, Center for Disease Control. You want to hear about this patent summary?
I got to hear about the Ebobun. Definitely.
I'm here. What is this Ebobun? The invention provides the isolated human Ebola, H. Ebola, viruses denoted as Bundi Bugyo, Ebobun. Ow, I just got a headache saying that. Deposited with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America, on November 26, 2007, and accorded an accession number 2007-06291. And if you're confused already, it goes on to state, the present invention is based upon the isolation and identification of a new human Ebola virus species, Ebobun. Ebobun was isolated from the patients suffering from hemorrhagic fever in a recent outbreak in Uganda. Ebobun. So, this is really interesting to me, because if you remember the battle between Luc Montagnier and Robert Gallo. Gallo was here in the U.S., Montagnier at the Pasteur Institute in France, over who first discovered the so-called HIV. That was not HIV. It was HTLV-1. It was 2. It was 3, then renamed. And then they patented this process for detection, which doesn't really detect it, but lo and behold, they've made millions, perhaps more, over the years by patenting this. This is the U.S. government setting itself up. In my opinion here, I'm just analyzing this as we go through it together, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, this Sunday afternoon in the East, Sunday morning in the West, that they are setting the stage for an Ebola detection kit that they can patent and profit off of, because they are hell-bent determined to have you frightened of whatever latest, greatest microbe they can isolate, to tell you it's just around the corner. And in fact, you're all infected with Ebola. Just like some have said, you all have AIDS. Everybody has HIV. Well, technically, yes, based on the test, if they don't dilute your blood 100,000 times, everybody tests positive on an HIV test, basically. Because the dilution is key, because these are nonspecific proteins within, or biomarkers within anybody's blood or everybody's blood. And so I think they're on the road to going that direction with Ebola, because it's scary, it's frightening, it's hemorrhagic fever. And let's not make note of the fact that selenium is lacking in the soils of Liberia and much of Africa, and these people are suffering from malnutrition, sanitation deficiencies, hygienic issues as well. And, of course, selenium being key to cellular dysregulation to the point where the body just rebels and eats itself alive. We can't go there, because that means nutrients could solve it without a patent at fractions of a penny on the dollar. And I'm going to check in with Super Don here, because I know I've just been kind of rambling. As I mean, this is really stream of consciousness coming through me as I'm reading this story for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, it's very interesting, because, and Mike Adams put this article together, which is awesome, and he got this information from a reader. I tell you, our readers, listeners, and stuff of the show and Natural News are awesome. I mean, we couldn't do it without them. But it's interesting, the language from the CDC goes into talking about vaccine preparations. So it's very interesting to think about this. You got the Ebola thing. It's all over the news. And I got to tell you, as I was trying to get ready for today's show,
right,
it was hard to navigate around and through all of the Ebola stories that every major network is putting out there in the media. It's just everywhere. But, you know, listen, to patent Ebola, my first question would be, why the hell would you want to patent this scary, terrible virus that's killing people? Why would you want to own that? I mean, you think you'd want to be like, get away from that. Oh, that's a horrible, terrible thing. But you start connecting the dots, and you start looking at things like this story that we've got about the FDA that is just salivating right now. They are just waiting in the wings, and they actually, it's quoted here, FDA stands ready to work with companies developing.
They are salivating at the possibility of increasing their bottom line budget by sharing
Ebola
patents with companies.
Ebola drugs.
Yeah.
They're ready
Ebola
to come out with the Ebola drugs now. Why?
Now, by the way, I mentioned this concept of HIV tests and the profitability, Gallo versus Montagnier. If you want to read about it, it's in Chapter 6 of Official Stories by our good friend Liam Sheff. Chapter 6. And I think, I don't know if it's still on sale, but I mean, it was a 99-cent sale last week, maybe all week, $1.99. But even if it's, for me, even if it was $99, it'd still be worth it. That's how valuable that book is that Liam put out. Chapter 6 on that. Read about it. Because this is just the same behavior repeating itself here. And the American people, are they learning? Are you learning? If you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I have a sense that you can kind of see through the lies of the mainstream media here in their coverage of Ebola and their fear-mongering of Ebola. Now, this is not to say, as we never say, that we are callous about the suffering of those who actually succumb to the so-called Ebola virus. But the reality is, the ownership over these things is not about relieving suffering. It's about testing for and then medicating or developing vaccines for, which actually precipitate more disease, because we have more cellular dysregulation when you add toxic substances into the body via drugs that are synthetic and toxic by definition. But you have dunderheaded doctors who don't acknowledge liver congestion, as we discussed last hour with Dr. Manny and whoever the Dr. Manny was that called as well, thank you. And, and also the liver surgeon who only wanted to remove it and give you a used liver. So we are dealing with a psychological operation, a profitable motive, and one that will unite Democrats and Republicans against a virus. Right? So you can't be against it because it's not a Republican virus, it's not a Democrat virus, it's just a virus. And it isn't even the cause of disease, it's the result of disease, it's the result of deficiency, it's the result of toxicity. Now the concern, somebody are, you know, saying, hey, why are we bringing this guy to Emory University, connected with the CDC right there at Clifton Road in Atlanta, to be treated for Ebola? Did you see the story, Superdon? Was he actually from the ambulance, did he actually walk in under his own power into the hospital?
Yeah, there were a few outlets that put out were emphasizing the fact that he arrived in the ambulance and walked in the door.
Yeah, well, and by the way, Liam says it's $2.99 on Kindle still this week. The official stories, you get the Kindle version for $2.99, dude. That is still a bargain. Buy multiple copies and send them out. If this Ebola victim was supposedly walking of his own accord, now that he's flown on a private jet that has special air filtration and whatever to Emory University, I'm not so concerned about an actual Ebola outbreak in Atlanta, but it's the pretend one. It's the belief about it, the fear about it, that literally can create people going, I don't know, I have a headache, I have a fever. Could it be I've got a hemorrhagic fever? You can literally precipitate the outbreak just via the belief and the fear in the population that doesn't understand the things we are talking about here. And, you know, this is why we talk about the basics, TMB and me, in Unlock the Power to Heal, because the basics we're devoid of the basics in America. The medical doctors are not taught the basics. They'll pay lip service to it. Oh, eat well. What does that mean? Well, we've got a story about eating well this hour. A hospital must have fired all the dietitians. We'll get to that. But a senior official within the FDA told Reuters the agency would consider proposals for providing treatments under special emergency new drug applications if the benefits of the treatment outweighed the potential safety risk. Right here and right now, I'm telling you, homeopathic medicine works against this stuff. Silver hydrosol within the colloidal silver family works to stop viral replication of this stuff. Will the FDA embrace that? Hell no, they won't. Because it's not patentable, it's not profitable, and it actually would bring the power to heal back to you, where it belongs. And the federal government, the Fear and Death Administration, is not about bringing power to heal back to you. It's about removing whatever last vestiges of belief that you have in the power to heal, and removing it and putting it with the priestcrafts of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Not here, not now, and not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty and non-GMO Ben & Jerry's organic ice cream, if they have it. We'll find out after the break, because Unilever doesn't like it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Break. I had Superdon put out a request to the CDC, yes, the Centers for Disease Control or Creation, depending on your perspective, as to how they were going to contain the so-called Ebola here in America as they're flying people in with it. And this is what they said. You know, this is the same government agency, along with the FDA, that said, "Oh, what are those doing there? Vials of smallpox?
Oh, oops.
We're not sure. Oops." Right? So if you're feeling really a lack of confidence in the ability of the government agencies to contain this stuff, you're probably not alone. You're probably right. Thinking clearly. But in the meantime, it isn't about wearing a plastic bubble. It's about strengthening your innards, right? And that is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bring that power to heal back to you. And I mentioned Unlock the Power to Heal. If you haven't gotten that, unlockthepowertoheal.com or Barnes & Noble or Amazon Online, a number of book retailers now picking it up. Yep. Thank you for spreading the word on that. We appreciate it. Now, more on this Ebola issue. I think we're not done with it, honestly, before we'll move into Ben and Jerry's. I know everybody wants to do that, too. I mean, the link
the cure
here,
for Ebola, Ben and Jerry's. Yum.
Ben and Jerry's, yeah. Yep. We were talking on the break. Super Don, you were painting the connecting the dots really well.
Well, it's just, yeah, it's hard not to at least be somewhat skeptical about what's going on here when you put all the pieces together. You've got the Ebola breaking out in Liberia. You've got the media, you know, getting everybody all riled up and scared and crazy over, you know, the Ebola thing. Then you've got the, you know, we find out that the U.S. has a patent on Ebola, which is still just boggles my mind. Then they fly the doctor over, and people are going, "Oh my gosh, there's going to be a pandemic. There's going to be a pandemic." And then you got the FDA saying, "Hey guys, we're ready here. We got, you know, just ready to get going here on getting these drugs going out." And there's, you know, there's language in the patent talking about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, guys.
Well, that leads us, Super Don, to our question of the day, and this is coming from David. He's a listener to the Jerry Doyle Show. And he says, does silver have an effect on Ebola, either as a preventive or a curative? I don't expect to be exposed, but those who were probably didn't either. hear you on the Jerry Doyle Show. Are you available on AM/FM radio in Las Vegas, Nevada? Thank you, David. Super Don, are we on the radio in Las Vegas?
We are not on terrestrial radio in Vegas yet, but okay. If you have access to the internet, you can hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So
yeah, also in the show notes each and every day, there's a paragraph, explicit instructions as to how you can get the Robert Scott Bell Show on your favorite talk radio station, even if they tape delay it, because GCN has this beautiful setup. That it's like a DVR that you have at home. You can just record it and play it whenever. These stations can do that. But you do hear me on Las Vegas radio whenever I'm on the Jerry Doyle Show, which is fairly regular. Yeah.
Indeed. Cool. Indeed. So, yeah, I mean, there's always a way. As long as you got access to the internet, you don't have a problem.
Yeah.
And who doesn't have a smartphone that has access to the internet anymore, right?
Right. As we find people listening on ladders and truck drivers across the country, people changing baby diapers listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's very nice. Very nice. But yeah, silver is a known broad spectrum antimicrobial. If the particles are small enough, as they are in a hydrosol that I use, you have the ability to neutralize the delicate glycoprotein coating around the virus, the protein coat. And in fact, you can penetrate that protein coat with the silver having the electrical charge that it does. And guess what? It'll bind to the DNA that it steals from you. And that means it stops viral replication. It's virostatic. You don't need a patent. You can go out to the health food store and get some right now if you want. I don't sell it. I'm just telling you that you can utilize it. You know what we use here, the Sovereign Silver. Doctors use the Argent 23. The company can't tell you this stuff. I'm just saying. I know what the peer-reviewed literature shows even. But it is virostatic. So in that regard, yes, silver can neutralize it. Does the FDA care? No. They speak out against silver despite the fact that it is used in modern medicine and third-degree burn care centers precisely because it retards infection, as well as down-regulating inflammation and up-regulating healing of tissue. Do you think that needs to happen in Ebola? Oh, yeah. You betcha. Now, that doesn't mean that you can use silver in a vacuum and not supplement selenium into these patients that have been destroyed, utterly destroyed by the fact that they are so deficient in key minerals and nutrients, many of which we talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal. So please, tell your friends, go there, get it. Thank you to Jerry Doyle for having me on and getting out to his listeners all the good news about the fact that the power to heal is theirs as well. It's yours, it's mine, it's ours. And where to put coffee, just for Super Don. So, with that,
okay, fine.
We have got a list of 15 foods to avoid if you want to be healthy. I don't know if Ben and Jerry's ice cream is on that list yet. We'll check it out. Mm-hmm. Also, a hospital that simply must have gotten rid of all of its dietitians. Why do I say that? Well, you'll never believe what this hospital has done. It's about dang time, too. I got to see, is it an onion story? Is it real? We'll check it out with Super Don. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up. Tell your friends, 866-939-2355. Back after this break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell.
All right, remember that response from the CDC, kind of like Three Stooges' response? You know, there's the quote of, the FDA is ready to work with drug companies as long as the benefits of treatment outweigh the potential safety risks. Do you believe that? Because if you do, what do they say? I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Is that still said? Do people say that?
Some lakefront prior, oceanfront property in Montana, right?
Right. And you look at this and you say, how dare you, Robert, question the FDA's authenticity and say that? Well, look, you got to be on major drugs not to know that we got a covert chemical warfare happening on the American people to the tune of a bare minimum 100,000 deaths a year. Well, that's not in the peer-reviewed literature. You're just making that up. Well, no, in fact, it is in the peer-reviewed literature. Remember the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000. Barbara Starfield, through Johns Hopkins, revealed that over 100,000 Americans died every year due to FDA-approved medications, properly prescribed, properly administered, and ingested. And they know it in the British, and they know it in the UK as well. This is not new news. And that they're claiming, well, as long as the benefits outweigh the risk. Well, what about the risk to those 100,000 Americans a year? That's what? 1 million every 10 years. Of course, we know the number's higher than that. And then they're going to, you know, accuse colloidal silver manufacturers if they should let slip the fact that silver is virostatic in the right form. How dare they mention that? Is it killing anybody? No. But how dare they mention that something outside of our approval process could actually do anything? Of course, that's what's, can I say, this messed up about the current state of freedom deficiency in America. Only a drug approved by a federal agency can do anything. If you're not, forget it. You're going to be hauled off into the pokey or fined big time for saying it. Now, I don't sell anything. So, you know, what are you going to do? Freedom of speech. But they say you don't have freedom of speech if you sell a product. So a new article by John Rappaport. We'll get it up in the show notes linked eventually as well. 15 foods to avoid if you want to remain healthy. The controversy, I don't think, is so much the story, but it's the response to the story. It's interesting here about the unhealthiest 15 foods on the planet. Because I don't think we'll find much disagreement with, you know, my listening audience here, Super Don. I think we'll be good. Artificial sweeteners. Doubt that we're going to get anybody calling up going, outrageous, we need more aspartame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of linked to that is the soda and diet soda. Is anybody arguing that carbonated beverages, whether they be sweetened with GMO corn syrup or whether they be sweetened with artificial things, are, you know, probably should be on the list? Candy. Anybody arguing candy? We need more candy in our diets. Candy bars, refined white sugar, artificial colorings. We just don't get enough of those, Super Don.
Except on the breaks.
On the breaks, you get it.
Yeah,
no,
you
I'm
get
not.
Coffee.
What am
yeah,
I doing yeah. on the breaks? I'm drinking organic coffee and selenium together.
I'm just
freaking out, Super Don. They say fried foods, too many fried foods. Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you're frying foods, please fry it in butter, lard, coconut oil, something that doesn't break down into trans fats, and you're going to be okay. You can survive a little bit of that. Hydrogenated fats, again, that's the next thing on the list, of course, yes. Is anybody arguing for more hydrogenated oils? Even the dunderheads in the medical community are finally acknowledging that. Processed meats are problematic, yes, processed meats. Let's see, what else we got on this list? I'm trying to go to the second page here. It's loading slowly. After number six, what's number seven, Super Don? Do you got it in front of you? It's not letting me open it.
I actually, oh, here we go. It just came up. It's an interesting story behind this because I originally, error establishing a database connection. The reason why this is happening, the reason why it's happening, our buddy George Takei posted this on his Facebook page. George Takei has millions of people that follow him. And there are so many people that are going to this website right now that it's actually killing the server that this website is hosted on.
Wow. Okay, so George Takei, who was Sulu in Star Trek.
Oh, my.
Yes. He posted this, and he's getting a lot of not love but hate over this thing. I mean, people are really angry at this article. What's so maddening about it?
The best part of this really is if you read the comments, whether it's on the Facebook post that he did or on the website itself, that there are so many people that are coming out here and going, this is a bunch of crap. This is all the stuff I eat. What am I supposed to do? Not eat any food? What am I supposed to eat? Just lettuce or something? And wait a minute.
Wow.
The lady who wrote this is a naturopath. Oh, she's a quack. She's just one of those new agey people that, you know, don't know what they're talking about. And they're ridiculing George Takei for posting this because it was written by a naturopath. And they say that the stuff is just a bunch of scare tactics. That there's no peer-reviewed science or any scientific, you know, validation to the things that she's saying.
Incredible. So we don't get to see the rest of the list. I wonder if GMOs
are on there. I managed to get it up here. We've got processed cheese, which you know is that rubbery stuff in the plastic that you know you throw on.
Did you say processed cheese or cheese?
Cheese.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Yeah.
Cow's milk. She goes on to talk about cow's milk, that non-organic livestock are routinely administered antibiotics and growth hormones.
Yes.
Nothing new, you know, to us anyway. But a lot of people were actually disputing that one. Commercially baked goods, movie theater popcorn, commercial cereal. And then number 12 on the list here is kind of a, I don't know why she put it in here like this, but she says junk food. which really would kind of encompass the majority of the things that she's put on
she's
the list.
She's been talking about, yeah, exactly.
Let's see, just getting to the end of the list here. Farmed salmon, low-fat food, which we know
very
all
good.
About that one,
yep,
and
yep.
Soy products. And nice. Basically the soy is you know, genetically modified.
Genetically modified, pretty good list. So they didn't actually mention Ben & Jerry's by name, because it's an interesting side story here, is that Ben & Jerry's, you know, supports GMO labeling and is against GMOs, but their parent company, one of the biggest food companies in the world, Unilever, they openly oppose GMO labeling. So we got a little food fight within Ben & Jerry's, a little spat with the owner. I wonder how that's going to turn out.
You know, Ben & Jerry's, Ben & Jerry's makes good ice cream. I mean, I will say that they do. And they've been one of those guys that have really been on the forefront of trying to go organic and trying to go non-GMO. Certainly better than Great Value ice cream sandwiches from Walmart that don't melt in 80-degree weather, you know. But yeah,
question is whether Chunky Monkey can become King Kong and beat back Unilever that owns Ben & Jerry's to make sure that the GMOs are never allowed into those ice creams. I don't know, again, the organic nature or not of Ben & Jerry's. Maybe they have a few flavors that are. I don't know if somebody will report
Unilever
back to me.
Is openly opposed to the law that was passed in, where was this, recently, where they wanted to, let's see, I can't remember what state this was in, but they're against the labeling of GMOs, which is, you know, look, it's a big fight. You got the big corporations, you got the big companies that are like, no, we don't want to label GMOs because the people are going to look at it and go, I don't want to eat that, and that's obviously going to affect them on an economic level.
Right.
And Unilever, they're a big company. Unilever makes all kinds of products and stuff, and so
most of which I don't want, but they want to dominate like Monsanto and get everybody to eat processed GMO foods.
Right.
And, of course, that destroys what? The liver. Oh, no, not the liver again. Yes, the liver again. Now, one of the things I've said for many years about if you have to go into a hospital, make sure that you have a family member watching you and protecting you. You need a bodyguard. You honestly do. You need a bodyguard if you're a patient in the hospital or if you have a baby in the hospital. But we also got to have a bodyguard from the food that is served there, thanks to what? Registered dietitians who are now trying to call themselves nutritionists because they realize that the nutritionists were taking a lot of their business because they actually didn't support the use of aspartame, you know, didn't get paid for by Coca-Cola and PepsiCo, for instance, for their information and training. Their events were not sponsored by Big Food, Unilever and Cargill and who knows who else. And so this hospital, this is a stunning story, Super. I'm very excited about this. I'd like to see this become a trend because I even have a slide that I've used for many years on my presentations where it has a picture of a doctor who's consulting with a patient, and the doctor says, I'm going to hospitalize you. You finally recovered enough to where you can survive the food there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I remember yes.
Yeah. And so this is what we're talking about here. You go into a hospital, and if you survive it, you got to survive the food as well.
Right.
So a hospital now, and this is in Pennsylvania, I think this is in Amish country, is now converting to organic produce to help heal patients. And
absolutely
we have the story
amazing.
Linked up. Imagine that. They're going all the way back to 431 B.C. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And from that moment forward, modern medicine has been poisoning people in opposition to that very Hippocratic oath, first do no harm. Poison, 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 poison. And, of course, this hospital, I don't know how fast they will be shut down for doing this, but they've evidently adopted organic gardening to the point where they're talking many acres, hundreds of acres. The Anderson campus at St. Luke's University Health Network, this is Rodale Institute in partnership with them, has more than 300 acres of farmland, much of which had been historically farmed conventionally, but they're transitioning it into organics. They've grown 5 acres of vegetables just recently. They estimate 44,000 pounds of produce from a farm will be served in the hospital just this season.
That's amazing.
Yeah. This is, I mean, you talk about, if you've ever seen hospital food, it's much like the food that they serve in public schools. You know, the wilted broccoli that's been killed by being boiled for 18 hours before they serve it to kids. There's nothing left. And so they have a 3-year plan to expand this to include 15 to 20 farmers, supporting new farmers that don't have access to this land. They want to do greenhouses for year-round. I mean, this is where a hospital becomes a healing place.
I mean, have you ever heard of anything like this? In current, you know, modern times, a hospital that has a farm attached to it for the food for the patients. This is like, it makes you almost get emotional looking at something like this, because would you have ever thought in your lifetime you would have seen this?
Yeah, and maybe there's evidence of it in certain areas of Europe or Switzerland where the consciousness for food is there. But this is a stunning revelation. I just wonder, as I said, had they fired all of their dietitians, all of the registered dietitians, which are basically the lapdogs of the allopathic pharmaceutical medical industry, to divert you from realizing that food is your medicine instead of your poison, which it has become thanks to GMOs and chemical agriculture. All right, good story there. Happy news. I don't know what we're going to end on today, but remember, we start 7 o'clock Monday through Friday, p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that. How about Congress? Are they stoned or are they stunk? Is this about butt cheeks or driving? I'm not sure. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, let's figure that out. All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and Natural News Radio. Back to wrap it up after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, quercetin, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When we started today, Super Don, thank you for keeping me going. And of course, I had some coffee with my Solidium today on the air and through what Super Don would call the right hole. That's what he says.
That's anyway. Right. That's so right. I'm the in hole, not the out.
250 micrograms later, already the headache is fading and fading fast. And of course, this is a detox thing. I forgot. Yes, RSV. Humble, lovable homeopath with an attitude. Forgot to take more selenium while I was detoxing from these new methods I've been using this week. So let that be a lesson to me. Me. You guys probably already knew that. I'm a little slow sometimes. Let's see. What else is going on here? We got the new time frame, 7 p.m. Super Don, you're going to have to, like, give me some puppy uppers because at 7 o'clock, that's past my bedtime.
Well, listen, you're already working on some coffee. So, you know, just kind of change the timing of the organic coffee a little later in the day. You'll be good.
See what we can do. Yeah. So we got that 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 6 Pacific, Monday through Friday. Right here on GCN and Natural News Radio as well. This coming Thursday, is it the 7th of August? It's Thursday?
This coming Thursday.
I have a live lecture.
7th, yes.
I have a live lecture and live remote broadcast that I'm inviting all of my listeners, particularly if you're in Central Florida. I'm going to be visiting downtown Mount Dora. There's a place called the Vitality Bistro. VitalityBistro.com. So it's 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to lecture for an hour and then go right into the live broadcast at the restaurant. You can join me in organic, raw, vegan delicacies. And they're smoothies and things, they're juices, incredible. So I'm encouraging all y'all, put the word out to my Central Florida friends who are coming in from all over. Road trip! Come on down. And you can stay at the haunted hotels there in Mount Dora. Really cool. My friend Jim Gunderson from the Lakeside Inn may be there as well. So you can check that out. You can feel like you're going back in time in a little Mount Dora. So with that also, Congress is stoned or they're stumped, or they're stumped about being stoned. They don't know what to do to test you if you're driving under the influence of cannabis. They're freaking out.
They are.
What are they going to do? There's no test.
No, there isn't, and they're just all freaked out because, you know, with the legalization movement going on, you're finding more and more states are now making it legal in one way or another, whether it's fully recreational or if we're talking about just for medicinal purposes. So they are worried about drugged drivers. And because marijuana is not like alcohol, with alcohol you can do a breathalyzer, you pretty much know pretty accurately whether somebody is over the legal limit. First, they've got to come up with a legal limit, and then they've got to figure out a way to be able to test to see somebody is, you know, over
maybe,
the legal
you know
limit.
What? Maybe they can patent that Ebola test that they want to get out and just say
Ebo
it's
bun,
for cannabis.
Yes.
Yeah, E-bun. We got your Ebola bun. What is it?
So, listen, Ebo they're bun. Freaking out. They're saying there's no standard test for marijuana drivers. It's interesting, though, because they're just flailing around here in this article trying to take all of these statistics that really do not add up to what it is that they're trying to scare people about. They don't have any statistics about marijuana drivers, about drug drivers.
No, none of it is. You're right. Superdrive's all about drunk driving, driving under the influence. They say that, there are a lot of people that use what they call illicit drugs.
Illicit, yes.
That doesn't mean cannabis, because cannabis, in my mind, is not an illicit drug. It's a plant that God created for you to use appropriately. Now, if you're stoned out of your mind, probably not a good idea to operate heavy machinery.
Yeah,
do not operate
heavy machinery. But you know what? How many people are driving around on, Ambien?
Right, which is much more dangerous. But they don't have the stats on this. That's why they're freaking out. The police state is freaking out in Congress. How do we do this? We have no way to regulate it, right? And they live to regulate. They're like glorified condo board members. They just love to live your lives for you. Granted, we can see how driving under the influence of alcohol, it's documented. Driving under the influence of cannabis evidently is not. At least we can't find it at this moment. If you have some data on it, let us know, and we'll cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show sometime during the week, which we're about to head into. This is the Sunday version, still 1 to 3 Eastern time, first airing, and of course, if you hear it on tape delay, it's just as good. The Robert Scott Bell Show never goes bad, requires no expiration dating, no artificial preservatives, flavorings, colorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, or otherwise. We remove all of those things from your radio experience. Thank you to Superdoc. Thank you to Randy for doing your good work on the board today. Be careful with that soldering iron while you're there.
Inside joke, yes.
Yes, and and look out. We'll be back Monday for our first episode evening time. Super Don will help keep me awake in case it's too late. You can join in on the conversation. Yes, it's a conversation when you call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, live on the air, or leave us a message, at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, any parting words for this afternoon?
Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we will see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell your friends. We'll be on live in the evenings now. And that the power to heal is yours.
Yay. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.